like to share with you some joys and concerns that have been written in our book of celebrations today. Kim Sands celebrated a birthday on Wednesday, and Lisa Delp celebrates a birthday today. And two concerns. Jean McKinstry Rogers is having surgery on Wednesday, the 21st. And a concern for the family of Carolyn Haas, who passed away Saturday morning. She was a friend of Scott Vanderberg. So I invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, we come to you in prayer today with many questions in our hearts. Many times it is hard to understand the actions of your people as things happen that don't make sense to us. Sometimes we struggle to even understand the words that we read each day in Scripture. As Paul reminded Timothy to pray always for everyone, we also need to remember that our prayers should be for all of your people. Prayer is your way of hearing us, our worries, our joys, our everyday stuff. But our prayers also need to be not just for those close to us and those with whom we agree. Our prayers should be for those we find it hard to pray for, difficult people in our lives, those who speak words that do not sound kind or helpful, those whose understanding of you and your love are different from our own. Give us the strength and courage to pray for all of your people, remembering that you offer your grace and forgiveness to all with no strings attached. We pray for all who are suffering in our world, those facing loss, illness, and struggles. We especially pray for those who are close to us. Hold Jean in your loving arms as she faces surgery today. And be with the family and friends of Carolyn Haas as they look at life going forward without her presence. Help us to find joy in the many good things around us, in our families and friends, the beauty of our world, in the caring that many show to others. We celebrate especially today with Kim and with Lisa as they celebrate birthdays. Help us to remember most of all to pray unceasingly in all times, for you are always listening. Amen.
Hopefully you had a chance to place your offering in the plates as you entered this morning. As always, if you didn't get a chance to do that, you're welcome to come up front after the service to place it in up there. But I did want to add a special note this morning. We are so very aware that summer months are often inconsistent financially as people come and go. But as we get back into the routine of fall, our leaders have asked that I continue to encourage you to remain aware of and faithful in your generous giving to boost specifically our current operating expenses, which are needing to be rebuilt after a slow season. Bearing that in mind, I invite you now to stand as we sing our doxology together and as we bring forward and dedicate our offering.
Thank you.
loving God, we place these, our gifts, before you, asking boldly that you bless them and transform them, praying that you guide us to live justly even as we use these gifts, seeking to invest in your community and your people in ways that are life-giving. May we be persistent in being good stewards of that which you have given to us, and may we be full of thanksgiving and integrity as we use it. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Before I share with you words of benediction, I wanted to take a few moments to share something that has been very much on my heart and mind this week. Today is the last Sunday that I am leading worship in the role that I have fulfilled since June, that of acting lead pastor. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to be by myself anymore. As you can imagine, this day has been starred and circled on my calendar for months. And I made it, and we made it, and help is on the way, and what a joy it will be to welcome Reverend Dale next week. In some ways, this summer has flown by, and in others, it has been filled with some of the most difficult, excruciating days of my life. I knew that my time solo at the helm would be challenging, but I don't think any of us knew quite how challenging this season would be for a variety of reasons. So many people over the past few months have said to me, I don't know how you do it, but I do. I know how I do it, and I know why I do it. And that is each and every one of you. And I wanted to take intentional time this morning to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of your support, your encouragement, your honesty, your votes of confidence, your trust, your prayers, your presence, your hugs, your cups of coffee, your lunches, your listening ears, your emails, your texts, your phone calls, your kindness, and your love. I could not have led or even survived this summer without you. Whether you served as liturgists, provided a children's sermon, whether you reached out in a call or an email or a prayer, whether you caught up with me during the week or were a presence in the pews on Sunday morning, you held me together and you held me up in a time of personal and professional grief, the likes of which I have never known before. And for that, I will be forever grateful. Together, we faced what felt like the worst that could happen. Tremendous loss, fear of the unknown, exhaustion, busyness, the wilderness of grief. But we also kept worshiping, kept praying, kept singing, kept reaching out, kept caring for one another in ways that only a church family can. And I'm proud of us. I know that there are a million places to be on a Sunday morning and a million people you could be doing those things with, but this, being in this place with these people, matters. And I hope that these difficult weeks have affirmed and solidified that for you as they have for me. Now, there is no possible way that I could thank you as much as I wish that I could or give back to you what you have given to me. But since I am a true born and raised Hershey girl at heart, I figured chocolate would be a good start. So on your way out this morning, I've got Lisa at this door, Mary at the back door, and I have a basket up front. Please take a Hershey bar, a special thank you Hershey bar, as a token of my deep, deep gratitude and love. Hershey is known as the sweetest place on earth, but I think St. John's might have them beat. I am so honored and privileged to have served in this role this summer and to be your pastor. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And now we have some wasting to do, do we not? Not careless wasting, but the extravagant giving away of love and forgiveness and kindness and chocolate. So may you go and do likewise, and as you do, may you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God's love surrounds you, Christ's peace enfolds you, and the power of God's love goes with you this day and every day. Amen.